It was some sort of my wife went to be Menachem Avil and they had the wrong address. So okay. What? Yeah, not good. Okay, so let's go back again to what we're talking about. So it says over here that there are there is a 50th day. The 50th day is something which is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one day Mitzad us. And the question is, what does that mean? The Moshe he gives also, the king thinks 50 days before he's giving it, and then it takes one day to get to the person. Very hard to understand. So we explain the Moshe as being like communication. So when a person speaks and he's not at all making an effort, the person should understand. Chances are great that the person won't understand, especially if the two people are not on the same level. So I'm talking to somebody, I'm telling him, I'm giving a share in a sugya gemara, a person doesn't understand the gemara, obviously nothing's gonna happen. But even if I do explain it, and I do my best to make it comprehensible to the person, there's going to be a gap. He has to now assimilate it. The best understood conversation still requires absorption. So you finish your speech, there'll be a 1 second lag minimal for me to absorb it. So both halves of it, both the time spent in the process of getting it to you and the process of your absorbing it, are both focused on your understanding the material. The question is it happening in the process of bringing it down to your understanding, or is it happening in your absorption of the material? So here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spent 50 days kaviyochel. 50 days means a breaking down of Torah into components that can make it understood by the listener. So let's explain that point a little bit better. One of the things that are difficult to understand about any topic I'm not familiar with, when you try to tell it to me in one word, in one chunk, I will probably not understand it. So how does a car work? You tell me it works with an internal combustion engine. Great. That doesn't mean anything to me. So what I do is I break it down into pieces that each piece is understood. So here you see a fire burning gas and air. Got that. You see everything expanding. Got that. If it's expanding, there's the piston that's being pushed. That I get. Pushed, it moves the wheel. So whenever I try to explain something, what I'm in effect doing is usually breaking it into components. I'm trying to take something which is a concept that for me is one idea, car is a car, and now I'm breaking it down into units that you understand. Kaviyochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his Ratzon, which as such, as one Ratzon is totally inaccessible to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke it down into individual chalakim, and 49 is the major breakdown. It's 7 times 7. 7 is a breakdown of Kashrus and Haggis, and each one of these you break down into 7 components. That gives me a sense of a breakdown of different Haggis HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that's understandable. So 50 days is the process. By incorporating 50 days into Matan Torah, in effect, what I'm saying is I broke Torah down into units that would be accessible to me, to humanity, to people. Once that's done, I also need some segment of time, some framework for me to absorbed, not accessible, but absorbed to me. So he says over here, so he says like this, there was, so 50 days was Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one day is Mitzad the Makabel. V'al toima ki dov hazeh davka andam v'shiva nitna teira, v'loy lemandam v'shiva nitna teira bevav boy. So maybe this din of absorption. So we just finished explaining now why there are 50 days plus one, and that's the Yom Echad Hosei Midaito. So the Maral is saying it as a general concept. Maybe you'll say this is only relevant for the one that holds a 51 days. Because then you don't have an extra day. Everyone holds has to be 51 day. They come awesome up Pesach shas im Mitzrayim of Yom Hei. Tzevich shoyv timtza bi yom HaShabbos v'in ha-Torah di v'hakol u bi yom Nun Aleph. The Fika come as shom di idu v'shayit yibruo. V'y bein l'Rebbe Yoyis v'in ha-Bonar in Sis Torah bi yom Nun Aleph. V'zek ma shamanak av al-Zor v'nei atzmo. So you had 50 days and then you had a 51st day, which is the absorption process. Va'oid ke tzorach gimul yomim nun yom koyde meisin esinus ha-Torah lo'ilam. V'im nosin ha-Torah b'yom nun nit na-Torah koydem sh'avru nun yom. V'tzorach lo'iziv yom echot. U'bein ha-Rabbanu yoyse kabola sa-Torah b'yom Shabbos. V'ze mipnei ke ha-kabola yoyse ru'uya b'yom ha-Shabbos. So everybody holds there was preparation time. The question is just when it start. Everyone holds it was given on Shabbos, and Shabbos now becomes in effect the 51st day. So what? Why is Shabbos the day for that? So once he's explained that the day of being Mekabel Torah is the day of absorption, integration, whatever you want to call it, everyone holds it Shabbos, obviously because Shabbos is special miyuchat fit. V'zeh mipnei k'akabola yoyseru b'yom Shabbos. So since Shabbos is a day that it's a day in our world that has absorbed kedusha from elyonim to a level that it is total. And you know, it's a day that's become a mundane day that has become miyuchad. It has become a day that its content, it's suffused with kedusha. But mele, that's what it's roye for. So anything that comes from Yoinim is Shayran Tachtoinim and can become part of Tachtoinim is Shayach to that Shabbos. So even though Shabbos is a Ruchnistic day and it's a day that belongs to another world, it's a day we're able to absorb that, and this world can absorb something that's beyond it. Therefore, it becomes a day that is royu for any type of absorbing bracha from Yom Tachtonim. Va'oid ki Yom Hashabbos hu kadosh v'nivdol min hagashmi b'mashem b'malacha. The element of Shabbos that's not a work day, that it's kulei kodesh, that also plays into the fact that it's roya to be a day of lemala. Mikol sheken ki yoyim haShabbos u'ashlama sa'olam, u'nesinas ha'Torah la'olam u'ashlama sa'olam. So both of them carry in itself the element of being mashed in the world through a ruchnistic dimension. Okay, the element of just like it says if you mekabel of oil Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the oil Derecheretz, that's also a parallel between the two. In other words, it's a day that exists in this world through some other mechanism other than the world of it's a mechanism of a lack of derech eretz, meaning no input from this world. So to Shabbos, that's the same meaning as Torah is being given. If you mekabel of Torah, you're mavir men or derech eretz, all with the same mahalach of the two being parallel with each other. So Shabbos mitzvah atzma is muchen to is muchen for this. It's Shabbos, it's the 51st day, and they're both together. Now he has the standard problem. V'ono oimri b'chagat seres, l'maisa on yontiv, we say, as the man matan torasenu. So b'vader abonin havishap mishum delid hu havei yoyim v'im vav b'sivans man matan torah. So mele, if you hold it's vav sivan, ava b'yoyisi de b'zayim b'sivan nitno aseres adibus Yisrael, v'im kein lo eze z'man matan torah. So why is that called z'man matan torah? You know, Vav Sivan is nothing. You know, famous kash, it's not not his kash, it's Mashoyas, the Magen Avraham, it's a very famous kash. Al Biazek Mashamayno. Ki Bevarim Zad Shemes Baruch Hanoisin Zman Matan Torah Yom Chamishim. So, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, at the 50th day, Torah is ready to be given. Rakshele Gia Torah Mekabu Rakbi Yom Aleph. It took us a day to absorb it. Umekonkon zman matan Torah b'yom hamishim. V'cheini says, b'kedushas chag atzeres shenizkadish leniskadish rak yom hamishim. So that's why according to Atman Yomer, it's niskadish yom hamishim. V'zev neshim matan Torah b'atzo yom hamishim v'kedush layoyim mitzad Hashem yisparach ashu mekadish hayoyim. לפיכך יונתב יום חמישים והקבול עצמם קל מי חמישים ואחד ומזה טובן הדס רבי יוסי מהשומר והיו נוכלים יום השלישי דאין משהו זה רק שישי בסיוון ומפני כי מצד הנויסן רואה לי יום השלישי ומוישה מקבול זה אחרי יום יוסי לקח יזם אחד כפי אשר רואה כפי שהסבר רמז לקוסר מהשורה למקבול במילס היום ומוחה כמו שהסבר למעלה ומעט הסבר לך שדיברו חכום הם דברים בנויים היסוד החוכמה ודובים מתעשה לדברים אלו. So his point is the Hoisei Yemechel Dayit Zukon to everybody. The reason for it is because you need the day to absorb it, and Shabbos is the ideal day for it. And the question is just was that, you know, when did we start counting from? Omnam, Masha Sholom Bnei Adam Ki Im Chag HaShavuos Ubishvil Shenasan Lan HaTorah Loma Kosav Ubiyoyim HaBikur Makif HaMincha. It's one of the shocking things to a person who's a Baal Tshuva and it comes to it as an adult. You know, everybody talks about Shavuos being Matan Torah, and there's not a blessed mention of it in the Torah that way. So, So he says like this, that when the Torah is listing Moadim, which are Zmanim of Simcha. So a Moed is a Zman when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a day of enjoyment, of pleasure. So even though we were willing recipients of this Torah, but at the end of the day, we can't say that this is a zman that is a zman of pleasure. So he is medayik. All of the other days, like zman Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a pleasure. It's a physical pleasure. It's an emotional pleasure. And Sukkis is we enjoyed Sukkah. Yom Kippur is a Kadosh Baruch Hu mechapas and do away with the and you know he'll be mechapas do whatever it is. That is something that we enjoy. That's something that we're expressing a yom tifor. Kabbalas HaTorah, even though we will mekabel it willingly, but a moshe ma'adava deyma, if a person says, listen, something has to be done, you're the only person capable of doing it, would you do it? I could say, yes, I do it because I understand I have to do it, and I'm okay with that, but I can't say that this is adding pleasure to my day. It's a burden, it's an encumbrance. I have to go to the hospital, visit him, I have to go machem, whatever it is. But I'm going to do it because it's the right thing to do. So you can't list this. So Bikurim is something which is a simcha, you're bringing a new carbon, meaning a new harvest and so on. And that's why in Rosh Hashanah you also can't have a Yom HaDin. You can't say it's a moed because of the din shabbai. So there's a big difference. Even though Yom Kippur we fast, but we're calling it a moed mitzad the fact that was zechut kapara. So that's good, but to say that that it's a yontiv in Rosh Hashanah. So lekachlo tomar zeh rak nichtav zichron trua. So we're focusing on the part of Rosh Hashanah which is for our good. So the Yom HaDin Shebo is a difficult time. The fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is zeicher as l'rachmim, that's good. So b'meila is the Kron l'rachmim. V'cheinu aschir b'chol makom. V'tola shalosh madim. HaPesach b'chodesh ha'aviv, Shavu is chag ha'kotze, v'suk is chag ha'osiv, which are each and every one of them has an element of natural simchatit. So you have chag ha'aviv, which is when a person sees his fruit, you know, his work beginning to produce results. That's a natural simcha. You have chag ha'kotzer and chag ha'osiv. V'oidis v'inyin shleisha z'manim v'adam ha'shleisha, I believe he does that in Gvuras Hashem, where he speaks a little bit about it. Israel, and that's what also will explain why you don't have this explanation why you don't have that yontif. So he's dealing with two very important issues about the yontif of Shavuos. One is the first point is if we hold that it was only given on Zion Sivan, why in the world would we celebrate Vav Sivan as Yom Tif? And that he answered because Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nesina was done then, our Kabbalah is the next day. And then he speaks about why it's not mentioned in the Torah that that's the Zman for it, and so on. There are a lot of terutzim for that second Kasha. Obviously, it's an area where everybody goes to town with all sorts of nice terutzim. The Akeda says a fascinating teretz. He says, you know, Torah Shebiksav is something that Goyim admit to also, and they sort of, what's the right word for it? They look at us, and the way they tell us is this Torah Shebal Peh stuff came later and is an addition. It's an interpretation, it's a falsification of the Torah. That's sort of the Christian rebuttal. Man, you have the book, God's Word, you guys said all sorts of fanciful pshatim, it's not true, and so on and so forth. That's it. So the Kedah says, it's there to show us that even for Matan Torah, even for the yontiv of Matan Torah, you need to come on to Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is part and parcel of the you know that's it's metzias. It's metzias is Torah doesn't get off the ground without Torah Shebal Peh. We don't even know accurately when it was given, the Yontif Shavuos. So in celebrating the Yontif Matan Torah, we automatically are celebrating both the Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebal Peh. Another answer that I would usually give, you know, people ask, in terms of, I guess, a logical rebuttal or answer or argument, you say to yourself, okay, let's go backwards. When you figure it out, you come to the fact that Torah was given that day, you know, either that day or the day before. So how in the world, so the Torah gives some reason, just doesn't even mention it, like, It's not as if it doesn't. We have no other way of knowing it. We do. From a Chodesh HaShlishi, we can pretty much figure out within a day, you know, the Torah Shebiksav. So this day is obviously dovetails with that, and I mean the fact that it says this is when you bring a Mincha Chadasha. So true, but there's no context for Mincha Chadasha. Like Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu just picked a day for Mincha Chadasha. I mean, why? It's almost as if even when somebody tells you on Sunday, if somebody tells the kids on Sunday afternoon, I do not want your home, I want you playing in the playground. The question that rises obviously is, what the heck is happening at home that I can't be at home Sunday afternoon? So the Torah says, okay, I'm going to have a yontiv for the Mincha Hadashah. Great. Mincha Hadashah is when? Vav Sivan. Okay? And like, why? And it's just like an arbitrary date, and that becomes a yontiv. So and within the pasuk itself, it's also begging for some sort of hesber more than there are a lot of teretzes. Another teretz is that it's really not the day this, you know, Zman Matan Torah is 50 days after Pesach. It's not the day of Vav Sivan. If you're asking yourselves, what's the Zman Gorim? So Pesach and Sukkot, there's something about the Zman of Tesvav that's Gorim. Yom Kippur is the Zman of the 10th of Chodesh HaShvi. Rosh Hashanah is the first of Chodesh HaShvi. This doesn't have, Shavuos has nothing to do really with Vav Sivan. It has everything to do with being 50 days after Pesach. So you can't celebrate a certain day and say that this day is Tadda. Those are all different roots and givens. It's quite a famous kasha. It's not a kasha, it's a clear issue over here. Okay, so any questions? We're holding by Chof Chas. Any points?
That's perfect. That's great.
Okay, good Vach.
Thank you very much. Good Vach.
Okay, good Vach.
Okay. All right, bye. Mm-hmm.